Relevant Radio is listener-supported radio.
Talk radio for Catholic life.
Welcome to our fall pledge drive.
Join the family.
Timmery here on Relevant Radio. You're listening to Trending with Timmery during our pledge drive here at Relevant Radio. And I'm asking you to join me in kicking off this hour praying for an end to abortion here in the United States. There's no time like today to pray for this. We're also praying for our needs to be met during our pledge drive here at Relevant Radio so that we can continue to bring the good news to you with all of our daily programming. Let us pray together. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Remember, O most gracious Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired with this confidence, I fly unto thee, O Virgin of Virgins, my Mother. To thee do I come, before thee I stand, sinful and sorrowful. O Mother of the Word incarnate, despise not my petitions, but in thy mercy hear and answer me. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Pierce Brosnan and his wife, and if you don't know who that is, that's the James Bond actor, one of the older school James Bond actors, celebrated their 20 years of marriage this year. And I'm fascinated by some of the comments and public criticism that his wife's received, but I just love what Pierce Brosnan has to say in defense of his wife. It's fantastic. You're listening to Trending with Timmery. I'm Timmery. We're going to get to that in just a little bit because it says a lot about marriage, much we can learn. So much is happening at the Supreme Court this year. Abortion seems to be the issue of the year. I'm going to give you an update because this whole Texas abortion law is somewhat confusing. I'll break it down, give you an update of where we're at and where we are going. I also want to talk about All Souls Day. It's the Feast of All Souls Day, commemorating all of those who have passed, who have died before us, our departed souls, the faithfully departed souls. Maybe you have a loved one who you've been particularly concerned about and praying for. I know I've had loved ones who have died suddenly, who have died in the worst possible circumstances, and pray for them daily. And this is that day where if we're not already praying for our loved ones, to really, really pray for their souls, that they go to heaven, or if they're in purgatory, as they're being purged painfully from, you know, what they need to let go of still, that they will make it to heaven, and that time will go by quickly and less time for them. So you're listening to Trending with Timmery. I also want to touch on, I think this is a really important topic. We in our society today make God what we want him to be. We create our own idea of God, and then that's what we preach. And we either choose to celebrate and worship that idea of God that we have, or we choose not to because we don't like the idea of God that we've created. I want to talk a little bit about that and what that has to do even with what the Jews at the time of Christ had to say. Also, President Biden and the Pope. Why are we hearing so much about this in the media? I'll tell you why in just a minute here. You're listening to Trending with Timmery. James Bond actor Pierce Brosnan, fascinating. He celebrated 20 years of marriage this year with his wife. And if you don't know any of his story, his first wife died of ovarian cancer. And he actually had a daughter, an adopted daughter, who died of ovarian cancer as well. Well, as former James Bond actor Pierce Brosnan is celebrating his anniversary, there were two photos that were posted of he and his wife, one 20 years ago and one now. In fact, at the break, I'll make sure, Lucas, you can help remind me if you can post this well on social media. We'll get that posted so you can see the before and after photo. And his wife has put on weight. She has beautiful, beautiful woman. But she's put on weight, and the public has just continued to scrutinize her and criticize her for the weight that she's put on. In fact, so much so that James Bond actor Pierce Brosnan has said friends have offered surgery to his wife, and even to him, to his wife, for her to shed some of those extra pounds that you've put on. I'm sorry, just who thinks they can offer something like that? That's a total side note, but I was just flabbergasted by that, that people would continue to comment. And it's interesting because we live in a society where everything is scrutinized. We all use social media. People see if we put on weight, if we don't wear makeup, if we look haggard, you know, whatever it might be. And we judge, we criticize, we have thoughts. I was even reading an article earlier today talking about how all these people are criticizing Pierce Brosnan and his wife for putting on weight. Yet we see all of these irregular marriages and relationships that don't last past 6 weeks, yet alone 6 years or reach 20 years. And you'd think that people would be like, wow, this is incredible. They've been married 20 years. He lost his wife before. She's raised 5 of his children, 2 of which are theirs together, and the others are not hers biologically. But instead, people choose to just look at her weight and say something about it. Is it because he played James Bond and we have this ideal idea of, you know, who he'd be with, and maybe we think that he should, you know, be with that girl that's hot and 30 years younger than him? It's interesting, but here's the deal. And by the way, Pierce Brosnan's actually Catholic, and I'll talk a little bit about his faith in a minute. Pierce Brosnan actually had some beautiful things to say about his wife as she's received a lot of scrutiny this year. He said, "She is, in my eyes, the most beautiful woman in the world. She raised my 5 children with love." And he goes on to say, "In the past, I already loved her for her personality and not just for her beauty." And he says this, listen, "Now I love her even more. I'm very proud of her, and I always try to be worthy of her love." What a man to publicly say something. You know, at a certain point, stop criticizing my wife for having put on weight. She's more beautiful now than I even viewed her before. She's the most beautiful woman in the world. And the first thing he says, "She raised my 5 children with love." Do you know what that means? She gave everything. Now read between the lines. She gave everything. She sacrificed her body. She physically had children. She physically cared for children and continues to care for the needs of their family. He's very nicely saying, lay off. My wife's incredible. And I love that. And, you know, we need more men to say things like this. The fact that he said, "Now I love her even more, and I'm so proud of her, and I always try to be worthy of her love." This is really making me think about the wedding vows that we take and how they're so contrary to what the culture has to say. You know, we are hearing news of another of the bachelors and bachelorettes getting divorced. I'll talk about that later on this week. And, you know, we have this public perception of marriage. Well, they're unhappy. They should be able to divorce. Or, well, there's no longer a spark in the marriage. You know, they no longer feel for each other. And we make all these excuses. But what was the vow that we took at the altar? In sickness and in health, in good times and bad, for richer or poorer? Let's replace some of those words, because it's practically the same thing. Think sickness and health. We could say in fat times and in skinny times. Think about it. I mean, seriously. In times where there's a romantic spark and when there's absolutely nothing and it's a flop. And we could go on and say all these things that could fit right into the exact wedding vows that we took. You see, this is the reality of marriage. This is why the vows are what they are, that we come freely. We come making the commitment to fidelity for life. We come making the commitment to being open to children. We come with all of these rich, rich promises that we take then and we take them into a covenant before God, an exchange of persons. I belong to you, you belong to me, body and soul. And I think we saw just a glimpse of that in James Bond actor Pierce Brosnan's comments defending his wife and her weight after the public scrutiny that she's been in. Again, replace sickness and health, richer or poor, good times or bad, for fat times and skinny times, for mean times. Because let's be honest, there are times where we can be outright mean as spouses or grumpy. I know I've been incredibly impatient with my spouse lately. Impatient times and impatient times. We need to see that marriage is such a gift, because guess what part of marriage is? It's a sacrament because it is a path to heaven. if we will so choose to allow it to be so. But I want to give you a couple more thoughts from James Bond, because I think they're pretty profound. He's said that being Catholic is in his DNA, just like being Irish as well, but he really does love his faith. I mean, think about it. He saw his first wife die 30 years ago from ovarian cancer. He saw one of his children die from ovarian cancer. And he said this, talking about prayer and faith. He said, it always helps to have a bit of prayer in your back pocket. Hey, guys, this is what made him James Bond. This is why he's the man, okay, and continues to be. And he goes on to say, at the end of the day, you have to have something. And for me, that is God, Jesus, my Catholic upbringing, my faith. He then says, James Bond actor, Pierce Brosnan, God has been good to me. My faith has been good to me in the moments of deepest suffering, doubt, and fear. He says, it is a constant, the language of prayer. This is a man who's experienced severe suffering, the loss of a wife and a child, years before their time. And I imagine today, on the Feast of All Souls Day, he, just like you and I, is praying for his loved one, his loved ones. I think that we see this example of having a faith that moves mountains. We read about it in Matthew chapter 17, when Jesus Christ comes down from Mount Tabor and the apostles hadn't been able to cast out a demon out of the demoniac. And afterwards, Jesus casts out the demon and they're asking. I tell the story all the time. He says some demons are only cast out with prayer and fasting, but he also talks about the faith of a mustard seed. And if you had the faith of a mustard seed, mountains could be moved by it. You see, this is what faith does. It helps us to endure in the darkest hours when our loved ones die, when we lose our closest friends, in richer or poorer, sickness and health, all of these moments. Faith changes and saves lives. You're listening to Trending with Tim Ray. More about All Souls Day. I'll be right back for some message from Father Rocky.
How does your desk look these days? Could it use a little tidying up? A lot of tidying up? Hi, this is Father Rocky. From the Family Rosary across America, and our thank you gift today at the $50 a month giving level is an elegant Holy Family of Nazareth table organizer. It's a perfect place to put important papers or mail. Are you able to support the mission of Relevant Radio at the $50 a month level? It's a tax-deductible donation, and we have matching funds this hour. They say a creative mind is rarely tidy. If that describes you or someone you know, then this is a perfect gift. It's yours for a donation of $50 a month to Relevant Radio. Give online now at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, or join the family at 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123.
Hey everybody, this is Cale Clark from The Cale Clark Show and the Faith Explained program on Relevant Radio. Joining Timory today for Trending, we want you to join the family. You can donate right now to support Timory and her work and all of us here at Relevant Radio by going to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app, or calling 877-291-0123. We do this four times a year, and this is the last chance this year to support the work of Relevant Radio and all the cool trending topics that Timory talks about. And Timory, I got to tell you, I was both shaken and stirred by your talk of Pierce Brosnan and his Catholic faith, and really stirred by his faith. But I was a little shaken. I can't believe that somebody would come up to Pierce and say, "Hey, I'm going to get your wife something for Christmas. Oh, it's liposuction surgery. You can thank me later." Who does that?
I wish he punched him in the face. Let's see some of those James Bond moves. We need some
exactly.
Righteous anger around here.
Yeah, I tell you, that's an unbelievable. But this is the kind of stuff that you do, Timory. I remember when I first met you out in San Diego a few years ago, and you were doing your podcast then, and I thought, you know, she's really got her finger on the pulse of popular culture, and she really kind of lives on that Twitter trending page, if you will, and I'm sure you're constantly scrolling saying, what do I want to talk about? Because I want to reach people where they're at. And this is what we want to do at Relevant Radio. We want to reach people where they are and get them to where they need to be, which is saints. And that's what it's all about. Yesterday was All Saints Day. Today is All Souls Day. So we're praying for them because we're all one big family in Christ. And we are a big family of Relevant Radio listeners too. We want you to join. Everybody in the family needs to contribute, whether it's doing the dishes or taking out the trash. And you can contribute as well. by matching. Everything you give today is matched dollar for dollar, 100%. If you give $5,000, somebody else is going to give $5. So we've got a lot of generous donors lined up to help. That becomes 10, and so on and so on. And what we want is 60 people this hour to contribute. We can do it. That's only one person per minute. So go to 1-877-291-0123 on your phone or relevantradio.com or tap the app.
And you can be that one. Again, we need 60 people. 60 people to join the family today. I wish that I could be with all of you in person and have these conversations. You know, talk about James Bond actors, talk about everyone. But this is one of those ways where sometimes, like, we forget how important things are because we're just hearing them. We're hearing them. But this is an opportunity to put your money where your mouth is, to actually step into the mission in a different way, to give to the point where it truly makes you smile because you're so happy to be a part of such a great mission like here at Relevant Radio. Again, we need people one a minute to step up this hour. I'm calling on you, San Diego, California, San Francisco, Florida, Chicago. Come on, support us here at Relevant Radio, relevantradio.com, Relevant Radio app, 1-877-291-0123. Caitlin and I will be right back.
So, what's trending? Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
Oh man, what's going on here? You know, a lot of people, by the way, I have to say this, a lot of people responded to the whole Christmas, like, is it socially, I talked about this yesterday, it is socially acceptable as of yesterday to listen to Christmas music, okay? I caved 2 days early, I think I started listening on Friday, I just needed it, but I've been asking, you know, when do you start listening to Christmas music? And, you know, I'm hearing a lot of people say they're with me, they start the day after Halloween, a lot of people try, and I've been there, usually I'm better, try to wait until the day after Thanksgiving or until actual Advent starts. But let's be real. We love having Christ in our life. And yes, secular, non-secular. I want to talk about secular music for secular Christmas music for just a moment here because I think it's important. Secular Christmas music, sure, is not singing about God. I hope you listen to both. Those who are that are traditional Christmas carols. The Christmas carols are the ones that sing about Christ, if you're trying to figure out the right words to type in. I discovered that a few years ago. And then there's just Christmas songs like Jingle Bells or, you know, Baby It's Cold Outside. And most of these songs, I'm not going to get into the Baby It's Cold Outside controversy. Please don't cancel it. But most of these songs are songs that are just happy. They're clean. There's no crap in them, like so much of the music. So why are we complaining when secular Christmas music is clean? If you don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it. But don't throw it out when it's there for a reason. People have this spark in their hearts, in their lives, and they want to sing about Christmas, not just because of snow, even though that might be all that they're singing about. They are singing because of the joy of the world has come. And so don't push off the secular Christmas music. If you don't want to listen to it, don't listen to it. But there's such a great joy to see that people are being stirred to the beauty of Christmas, even if they are missing Christ. That's your and my job to point them to Him. And I think that that's the challenge we have as we head into the Christmas season now. Okay, listen, I want to talk about what's happening at the Supreme Court. This is the season of all seasons for the Supreme Court. We know that they're hearing Jackson Women's Health case, Jackson versus Whole Women's Health case. This will be the Mississippi law that's coming up. But right now they're hearing United States versus Texas. You may have followed what's happened with the Texas heartbeat law. It's like no other pro-life heartbeat law yet, because normally it's the state that enforces the law. Here, it's citizens like you and I, the public, that would enforce the law. So this has created some problems. And not problems for us, problems for the pro-abortion movement. Because normally they try to sue as soon as the law comes up and say, hey, that violates Roe versus Wade, or that violates this. And then it goes to one of the federal courts, and the federal court puts some sort of hold or you know, says something to kind of maybe allow it to be on the books, but not to be enforced. Well, in this case, because it's private citizens that can sue over the Texas heartbeat law, Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups don't have someone to sue because normally it's the state. It's state that enforces the law. It's civil authorities that enforce the law. But here it's you and I, private citizens. So what's happening at the Supreme Court, they've agreed to hear two cases addressing the Texas abortion law. And they're not addressing the constitutionality of abortion access. They're not addressing what it has to do with Roe versus Wade. What they're addressing is called standing. And that is, who can we sue? You need two parties to sue. And normally, it's the government versus an abortion clinic or the government versus Planned Parenthood. But right now, that's not the case. They don't know who to sue. They would actually need a case to come up and then sue private citizens who have brought forward a case. So what's happened is this is really great news. In other states, at least 10 other states are looking at imitating it. What's happening is it's preventing the federal court from reviewing any case because there's not a case to be presented. Because it's not the civil authorities for the state enforcing it. It will be you and I. And so you can't sue the state in this instance because they're not enforcing it. So what happened is the Biden administration intervened and they are so pro-abortion, they got this, boom, right to the Supreme Court. And so here's the question. Can't the Texas law be prevented from going to federal court because the public is enforcing it and not the state? Because what's happening is they're not able to get any sort of lawsuit to the federal court over the Texas abortion law. And so we're seeing right now being heard oral arguments yesterday and today, United States versus Texas. So in summary, what's happening is this is limiting the judicial review and the ability for the pro-aborts to block the Texas abortion law, like they blocked the Mississippi law some years ago. Because the Mississippi law that's going to the Supreme Court passed years ago. But they were able to sue because it was the state that enforced it. And so, therefore, they were able to go through and push and kind of put on hold the Mississippi heartbeat law at that time. So this is what's happening. This is kind of the update. Here's the reality. Praise the Lord. This is such great news. And maybe you need some great news. Get this. We've heard reports from multiple areas now, but the Solicitor General of Texas himself, Judd Stone, said that abortions have dropped by 50 to 60% in the state of Texas since September 1st. Praise the Lord. You guys, that's 2 months. In 2 months, we have seen abortion numbers drop 50 or 60%. This is really good news. This is what happens when you have pro-life laws. When access to abortion decreases, abortion numbers decrease. I'm going to say this again. When access to abortion decreases, abortion numbers decrease. What does that mean? Little boys, little girls, their lives are being saved today. Because the people of Texas fought to have this law passed. And we need to do this in every single state. We have a lot of fights ahead of us. And it's going to come back if Roe versus Wade is overturned to each and every individual state. And we're going to have to do what Texas has done. We're going to have to do what Mississippi has done, what Iowa has done, and other states. We need to fight for life. We need to fight for these moms and their babies. I'm going to come back in just a little bit, and we're going to discuss just briefly, why are you hearing so much in the media about President Biden, the Pope, abortion, and the meeting that they had last week? Because I think it's important that we recognize it and we're prepared when conversations come up.
Beautiful people, this is Cale Clark coming to you, the host of the Cale Clark Show, and also the Faith Explained, class after mass, as we call it, 12:30 Central every day on Relevant Radio. Joining Timory on Trending today because it's our fall pledge drive, and you too can join the family. That's the theme of this week. It's our last pledge drive of the year, your last chance really to support the good work that we're doing here at Relevant Radio. And what do families do together? They spend a lot of time together. Hopefully, that's ideal. They laugh together. They cry together. pray for one another. And that's really what we're doing today for the Holy Souls in Purgatory, our family members and friends who have gone before us in Christ. And we need to help them with our prayers. And some people in purgatory have nobody to pray for them, but they're still part of the family. We care about them. We care about you, too. And families do something else, too, Timory, at the dinner table. Sometimes they talk about trending issues. And I view your show kind of like one of those conversations at the dinner table. And you're talking about stuff that's right out of the headlines and the Texas abortion law. And I saw in the New York Times, Timory, that abortions have declined by half in Texas since this was enacted. That's incredible. Lives are being saved.
Yeah, and I mean, it's not just them saying it there. The Texas Solicitor General just said that Judd Stone, which is huge, 50 to 60%. I mean, praise God, those are babies, one after another, whose lives are being saved. We need to do this in every state. I mean, every single state. I hope that if you're listening to Trending and all the shows here on Relevant Radio, that you're hearing the good news that pro-life laws matter. You know, you hear this negative view in the secular media, Kale, that, you know, when a pro-life law is passed, it hurts women and women suffer. And you hear all of this negative messaging, and some people, a lot of people feel bad. They think they're hurting women by any pro-life law being passed. They think, oh, we just want abortion safe, legal, and rare, and we don't want to actually ban it. But we tell the truth about how when access to abortion decreases, babies' lives are saved. And I mean, this is the one of the few places where you actually hear the good news. And I can't calculate it out right now, but one life would be worth it. But we're talking about thousands of lives that are being saved in Texas. I know just in a few days there are like 500 lives that were saved by this law in Texas.
Absolutely.
And so this is a reason to support Relevant Radio, because we're helping to change the pro-life tide across this nation, and you are a part of it.
877-291-0123 is the number to call. Do it now, relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. You can do it safely and securely online. It's quick and easy. You just click on the banner. Support Timory. She's a woman. Yeah, and she's giving another woman's view. You know, there is another point of view out there. And so thank you for what you do, Timory. If you want to support her, support everybody here at Relevant Radio, join the family right now. 877-291-0123. It's a partnership challenge hour. Every dollar will be matched 100%. 10,000 becomes 20,000. 10 becomes 20. You can do it.
Powered by you.
By you.
Listener supported.
Welcome back to our Join the Family Fall Pledge Drive on Relevant Radio.
Like We Are Family song. You know, we're in the pledge drive here. We're asking you to join the family, support Relevant Radio. We need 60 people to step up this hour. That could be you. But we'll get to that in just a minute. I want to come to, oh man, maybe you're frustrated as well. It's a he said versus a she said type of situation. We know that President Biden, who proclaims to be Catholic, yet in his public policy is not meeting very, very important elements of the faith, from religious freedom to abortion. We could go on and on. We know that President Biden met with Pope Francis last week. What was said is not disclosed. It's not made public. The Vatican doesn't comment on it. But President Biden comes out saying whatever he wants, and what he says could be true, maybe true, but also could be a lie. Could be things he's saying, because he knows the Vatican doesn't usually comment on private meetings between individuals. And justifiably so, for the respect of those meetings and for the spiritual progress of individuals. So we have to pray for our president, pray for our pope, especially as meetings like these occur. But we have to remember, because a lot of people are commenting as they're seeing news and remarks, and the media is trying to make it sound like this. Look, Joe Biden's Catholic. He's pro-abortion. The same day he met with the Pope, he also said that he wants leaders who are, quote, absolutely committed to protecting illegal abortion. You see, President Biden, his press people, who are public relations individuals trained as media experts, trying to not just push forward a narrative, not just trying to push forward an idea, but trying to push forward what you are going to think and what other people are going to think. And they intentionally made it known that he was meeting with the Pope And they intentionally made it known the same day as President Biden was meeting with the Pope, that exact same day he's publicly emphasizing that he wants leaders who are absolutely committed to protecting legal abortion. Why do his public relations people do this? They're media experts. They want the majority of people of faith, and Catholics in particular, to say, oh, look, President Biden's Catholic. He just met with the Pope, and he's pro-abortion and pushing abortion. What's the big deal? If the Pope didn't say something, why can't I? That's the public attitude. And this has actually been one of the tactics of the pro-abortion movement for years. Dr. Bernard Nathanson, who was one of the doctors who actually helped to provide false data in the Supreme Court case of Roe versus Wade, he used to be radically pro-abortion. He said that that was one of the goals, to take a prominent Catholic, a movie star or politician who is pro-abortion or whatever thing, let's say pro-same-sex marriage, that the church is against. And if they are pushing forward a narrative of being in favor of them, that they say, see, they're Catholic and they're pro-abortion, and making a big deal as if you and I can do the same thing. Their goal is to change your mind about abortion, to make you say, well, it's okay. It's not a big deal. And so I really want to encourage you, because these conversations come up when we're sitting down at the dinner table and we have that family member who's Catholic. They're maybe kind of on the fence about abortion. And they're like, well, we've got a president. He's Catholic. He met with the Pope. And he also is talking about how he needs people who are committed to abortion. You know, who are you to say that we shouldn't give access to women to have access to abortion? This is a challenge that you and I face. And this is what we confront face to face. And I wish the Vatican would just come out and say, hey, Pope, talk to him about abortion again, that he can't be an advocate for abortion. I don't know, did he? Wouldn't that be helpful? But that was a private conversation that the Vatican's not commenting on, unfortunately. And so you and I do have to continue to stick to what the church teaches. And even if someone's not on the level of the church to understand that abortion is murder, we can talk about the social sciences and the studies showing how harmful abortion is for a woman. We can talk about the fact that it doesn't matter what size you are, what level of dependency you have, what environment you're in inside the womb versus outside of the womb. All of these things, they don't matter in terms of trying to justify having an abortion. The only difference is being inside of the womb versus outside of the womb. Big people picking on little people. Us justifying killing based on the environment that a child's in. The dependency that a child has. All of these we use as excuses. So you don't necessarily have to bring up your faith to help people see reason. You don't necessarily have to dive into, well, President Biden met with the Pope and he's pushing for abortion. That is President Biden. The Pope has said over and over again, abortion is murder. It's a preeminent issue, as the Catholic Church and the bishops have emphasized here in the United States. Don't take the bait. Don't go down the media's goal of what they've tried to do to show a prominent Catholic who's pro-abortion. We have to continue to know the facts and defend human life at all moments. Defend that abortion is not good for women and that it hurts women. This is what we have to continue to say and speak up about. And it's so important that we don't stop. You're listening to Trending with Timmery here on Relevant Radio. I want to speak for just a moment. And I think this is important because I've been thinking about this. I'm watching as we've been sick over here at our house. My husband started the Chosen series, narrating the life of Jesus Christ. The second season's out. You can watch it online. They have their own website for public streaming. It's free. No commercials too, by the way. And the Chosen series, it's fascinating, touching on the public life of Christ. They keep emphasizing, and this is, you know, that they expected, the Jewish people expected, a political Messiah, a political warrior, someone that would deliver them from the oppression of the Romans, from all of the crippling taxes they were experiencing. And it really makes me think about how we have this trend in our culture today, this desire, so deep, it's so deep, we have this desire. where we like to make God into our own idea of him. And then from there, we either accept him and love him and worship him and pray to him, or we reject him. We don't tend to go, okay, well, what does the church teach? What does the Bible say about God? And how could I know more? I mean, we, especially us Catholics, we fail to dive into sacred scripture and really read it and meditate upon it to see who God is in the written word. You know, people will say, you know, complain about, you know, what's happening in the church. But, you know, my question often will be, do you know what the church teaches? Have you read the catechism? These are important things because there we discover who God is, what he does. And they complement one another. And I think in our own way, we tend to want to make God into, well, God is, you know, comfort for me and he's love. And he just makes me feel good when I pause for a moment to pray. That is good because he is God and he can change lives, save lives. He can move mountains. But we tend to just get stuck in this idea. And we're no better in a certain respect to the Jews who expected a political redeemer, a warrior, a physical fighter, who expected to be alleviated from their taxes, not from their sins. Jesus Christ came to save souls, to abolish sin. And those are the things that we have to understand. And I was thinking about this even this last week as my mom's been really sick and in the hospital. I gave an update yesterday and I'm continuing to ask for prayers for her. We got over a really scary, scary day on Thursday. I really believe we had a miracle thanks to a lot of prayers. And she'll be in the hospital for a while praying for ongoing healing. But I was thinking about how, you know, some people think, well, God is here just to, you know, save me or save my family members when something goes wrong. You know, and you could easily get, you know, God, you know, you got to heal my mom. And if you don't, you know, well, then what are you? Who are you? Ignoring the fact that, you know, there can be a purpose to people's suffering. Ignoring the fact that God has his own timing of when he calls people to them. And maybe it's better for him to call them to him at a certain point today than 5 years from now because their soul is ready to go. And he had, in an act of mercy, took them sooner rather than later. You know, there's so many things that we try to put boundaries on God and define who God is. Instead of focusing on the reality that God is a spiritual healer above being a physical healer. And that God is here to change and save lives so that they can be with him, not just so that we can experience momentary healing or relief from a financial situation. I want to challenge you, read sacred scripture, ponder the daily mass readings, read your catechism, know who God is and what he does. We've got to stop turning him into what we want him to be, because he will change your life so much more if you allow him to be who he is.
Changing lives in your neighborhood and across the nation. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
Let's go to Yoli in Anaheim. Good morning, Yoli.
Back in July, I called regarding Andre Jacobo because he had 3 months to live. He had lung cancer, and he didn't believe in God. You know, he couldn't even talk to him about God. It was like, shut up, I don't hear it, or go away. Or he suggested I pray the Divine Mercy, and I did. I also called the Divine Mercy Prayer Line with Dew and Family Rosary of Father Rocky for healing and conversion. On September the 8th, on Mother Mary's birthday, I was given a holy card of Our Lady of Sorrows. On the feast day of Our Lady of Sorrows, I was told Andres had visited the doctors and the doctors couldn't find anything wrong with him. And now Andres strongly believes in God.
Whoa! That is beautiful.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you. Make a tax-deductible donation now to support our mission at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Hi, this is Cale Clark from The Faith Explained and The Cale Clark Show, joining Timory on Trending Today. Yeah, and as you just heard in that miracle moment, we are creeping up towards the end of the year. People are thinking about making a tax-deductible donation to charity. Why not support Relevant Radio? Because you listen to it, you love it, you want to share it, and we need you. We need you to join the family, because without you, there simply is no Relevant Radio. So call 1-877-291-0123 or go online to relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. You can find there, while you're online, by the way, all the pledge drive premiums that we've got for you. We're looking today on Trending with Timory to have 60 people this hour contribute, and that's only one per minute. I think you guys can do it, And there's lots of great gifts if you do. If you come in at the dollar a day level, we'll send you a beautiful book by Fulton Sheen, talking about a guy who united faith and culture. It was really before his time. Fulton Sheen, it's called Through the Year with Fulton Sheen. And in that book, there are all kinds of great stories that he tells, lots of encouragement, counsel, and direction for every day of the year. So it's a wonderful book that we'll send to you for a dollar a day level promotion. And we're also talking a lot today about the $50 a month giving level gift, which is the table organizer, featuring a beautiful portrait of the Holy Family. And so you want that in the heart of your home. We want our homes to celebrate and radiate the joy of the Holy Family. And in the process, I'm sure they live the virtue of order. We can keep all of our papers in order. I need to do that. And that could be yours for only $50 a month. So go to relevantradio.com or the app to make your donation, Timory.
Oh, we've got an update. We have an update. Yes. Okay, we are going for 60 people this hour. You've got 15 minutes, and we're right about 30. So we need about two people a minute to call right now. You could be that person right now supporting us here on Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio, supporting all of our shows. Kale Clark's with me now, Patrick Madrid show, Drew Mariani show. Mm-hmm. We are asking you to step out and join the family today. And I have been so grateful to so many of you. You know, the power of prayer last week when things were really rough with my mom. I remember, you know, they were praying the Divine Mercy Chaplet for my mom, and they're praying at Mass for my mom and the Rosary. And I was reminded that our Catholic family is so important. Relevant Radio is one of those moments where you can join the Catholic family. We're praying for your deceased loved ones right now, today, with you on All Souls Day. We're praying for any petitions you send us, and we're praying for miracles, and we see them, Kale. And so I'm asking you, join the family here on Relevant Radio. We have just 10 minutes left to support Trending with Timory today. 1-877-291-0123, relevantradio.com, or the app.
Bridging your Catholic faith with your everyday life. You're listening to Trending with Timory on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.
It's a feast of All Souls Day, and what a special day. You know, I don't know, maybe you have lost a loved one over the last year or so with COVID. This has been a really difficult year to lose a loved one. Limited access to hospitals. I know my mom's in the hospital and none of us are able to be with her, which has been really difficult. Praying for our Lord to be with her, as none of us can be. But, you know, we had a family member, one of my uncles, who I was very close to growing up, died during COVID, and no one could be in to visit him for months because of, you know, all the restrictions on the hospitals and the senior homes. And here we are at All Souls Day, over a year and a half into COVID, and I've really been thinking about this. We needed today to pray for our loved ones. I'm not talking about just loved ones who have passed from COVID, but in general, where we weren't able to celebrate their life, to pray their soul into heaven. This is what All Souls Day is about. It really is the feast day of purgatory, remembering that purgatory, if we die, if the baptized die, if we die and we've been baptized and we are in a state with no mortal sin, we could go to purgatory, and we have to be purged of all those venial sins, all those imperfections, because to see God, we would not be able to handle it yet. Who in his perfection and us in our imperfection, we wouldn't be prepared. And so purgatory purges us and prepares us. We make atonement if we did not properly make atonement for our sins on earth. We make it then in purgatory. And this is that opportunity for us to pray for those loved ones who have gone before us, who have died over the last year and a half, who have died years ago. We were talking about Pierce Brosnan, the actor who played James Bond. I imagine, you know, in his Catholic faith, I shared a story about people who have been criticizing his wife, and what a man, he defended her. He has to be praying today, though, for his first wife, who he lost 30 years ago, for his daughter. And we unite as a church today around our loved ones, praying for them to enter into heaven. And fun fact, if you didn't know this, if you've been praying for someone, a deceased family member, and you know, you don't know, but maybe they are no longer in purgatory, maybe they're in heaven now. When you're praying for them, because they no longer need those prayers now, when they're in heaven, they are praying so hard and interceding before the heavenly throne for you. Such a cool thing. This is part of the reason why it's so important to pray for the souls in purgatory, not just because of the reward that we receive, but because we are helping souls who are suffering. You know, this is known as the church suffering. I mentioned yesterday, we celebrate the church triumphant, those souls who are in heaven, the faithfully baptized who are with God. Today, we're celebrating and praying for the church suffering. I want to read a little bit from the first reading today from Wisdom Literature, from the Book of Wisdom, Chapter 3. And it's talking about the souls of the righteous that are in the hands of God, and about how no torment will ever touch them. And these souls we could talk about looking in light of the souls that are in purgatory, who are making their way toward God. Maybe for a very long time they will have to wait and go through that purging. Maybe it'll be a short period of time. For each, it's different. This is why we're meant to go to confession, die in a state of grace, but also make sacrifices for the sins we've committed, for the scandals we've committed, so that we lessen that time in purgatory and we can be with our Lord sooner. But Wisdom Literature says this, talking about our deceased loved ones who have been faithful. It says, in the eyes of the foolish, they seemed to have died, and their departure was thought to be an affliction, and their going from us to their destruction, but they are at peace. These are words I think are very important for us to remember, because for the best of us, when a loved one dies, it's very easy for us to be troubled. Our sorrow, you know, I mentioned a family member who died during COVID last year, and I wasn't able to see him before he died. You know, the sorrow I had not seeing him again, like, how could he die? I couldn't say goodbye. I couldn't, you know, hug him one more time or talk to him. But in reality, although we mourn and we miss and we love those family members, there should be a great sense of peace and joy within us. As Wisdom chapter 3 says, in the eyes of the foolish, let's not be foolish. He says, in the eyes of the foolish, they seem to have died, and their departure was thought to be an affliction. And they're going from us to be their destruction, but they are at peace. Why? Because if in purgatory, even in the troubledness of purgatory and the purging of sins, they are on a pathway to God, and if in heaven with God already, they're at total peace resting in our Lord. We have to have an eternal perspective and not look with the eyes of the foolish, as is said in Wisdom chapter 3 here for the readings today. It actually goes on and says, for though in the sight of men, our deceased ones, they were punished, their hope is full of immortality. Why? Because they're orienting them toward heaven. They're on the path to heaven if they're in purgatory. These are such important words that we understand the peace and the hope that surrounds death. Not just our own mourning of not having gotten to say goodbye or have more time. That we are just pilgrims here on earth, and we hope at least to aim for purgatory, to be purged from our sins, to then be with him. But our goal should be Christ, and our goal should be Christ for our loved ones. Let's not be foolish, as the foolish person is mentioned here in the readings, but let's be hope-filled and joy-filled, seeing that we are meant to be directed toward God, and that in death and in purgatory and being oriented toward heaven, that's our goal. So pray for our faithfully departed. I'm praying for yours. I hope you'll pray for mine today.
All right, Cale Clark from The Cale Clark Show and The Faith Explained joining Timory on Trending. We only have a few minutes left in this hour. In these last few minutes, these last 4 or 5 minutes, we are looking for more people to call in. I don't know what the numbers are at, but we were looking for 60 people this hour to call and make a donation.
Ooh, we have 45 people.
Oh,
we
are close.
More.
We can do it.
5 minutes, not even a quick. Go on relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. Support us this hour. We need to hit 60 people now, and you can be that one.
Yeah, let's hit our goal. And don't forget, anything you give is matched dollar for dollar. We've got a partnership challenge happening for these next 5 minutes. 100% of any donation, no matter how big or how small, is matched by generous donors just like you. And you can join the family by calling 1-877-291-0123. Don't delay. Do it today. You might forget about it tomorrow or later on this week. Just do it. You'll feel good about yourself and you can say, ah, it's done. You can put your feet up on your messy desk, but it won't be that messy because if you give today at the $50 a month level, we're going to send you a table organizer, and this is going to help you a lot. It'll help keep your papers in check, and it's also got a wonderful image of the Holy Family that you can put in the center of your home, on your kitchen table, on your office desk. No matter what, it's going to remind you that they are for you. And you can be for us here at Relevant Radio. We're all in this together. Join the family. Donate right now, 877-291-0123, or online and secure and easy. It's the relevantradio.com website and, of course, the app. You can just tap the app and you can do it right now, Timory.
We were just talking about All Souls Day, and you know, where else, Kale, do you hear people talking about the death of their loved ones and praying them into heaven as they're, you know, going through purgatory? What a special thing. I mean, death is something we all experience, and the movie narrative we see is everyone resurrects. No one actually dies. You die on your own terms. But here we're talking about the reality of death. We're not sugarcoating it, and we're praying with you. This is a special day to be celebrating this. We say it is a celebration. Yes, we're mourning our loved ones, but we're celebrating, hopefully, their orientation toward God, even if in purgatory, and we're praying for them and knowing that they will one day pray for us before God. I mean, this is a reason to listen to Relevant Radio. This is a reason to tell others to listen and to support Relevant Radio financially. We have a really big need, and we have a ways to go, Kale. The easiest way to give, and to give now, you have just 3 minutes this hour. We're looking for 60 people, is go to relevantradio.com. In fact, I'm looking at the update, trying to see. We need $2.7 million, and we are inching our way there. We're about 26% of the way there. And we need people to truly step up today. And maybe it's just a dollar a day. You know, all of us in some way can give up a dollar a day to hit that $365 level. And by the way, we'll give you a full book for this. A book by Venerable Fulton Sheen. I am dying to read this book. I've actually not read it yet. Through the Year with Fulton Sheen. And you can really walk through your year with the incredible wisdom of a saint here.
Yeah, you got it. And some of you people are tuning in right now because you're getting ready to listen to and pray with the Family Rosary Across America with Father Rocky in just a moment. But as you're getting ready to do that, why not? You've got the time. Why not pick up your phone, tap the app, and make a donation right now? 100% of anything you give will be matched, and you'll help us to reach our goal. It'd be great if we could reach it early. Then we could all just kind of go back to regular programming. But I'll tell you what, all these shows on Relevant Radio, it's so important. They're like almost like telephone poles on your street. I know a lot of wires these days are buried under the ground, but we all know telephone poles and how those wires will string from pole to pole. And really,
you're
we need
yourself.
Those supports. Yeah, we need those supports throughout the day to keep us going. And those are the various programs that we have on Relevant Radio, whether it's the Patrick Madrid Show in the morning, whether it's Father Simon Says, whether it's The Inner Life, or whether it's...
Oh, we have five more calls, Kale. Five more. I'm just letting you know. Okay, keep going. Five more.
Yeah,
We're almost there.
We're almost there. Let's get to that 60 number. Call right now, 877-291-0123. All of the great shows on Relevant Radio, they're like those telephone poles throughout the day that kind of keep that energy flowing into your life. And prayer is so key to it as well. The chaplet, with the rosary coming up right now, with the Mass, the most important prayer that we pray. We're praying for the holy souls in purgatory, but we also want you to give. It's a great expression of your faith to go to relevantradio.com, the Relevant Radio app. Help Trending with Timory and all of our programs here, 877-291-0123. Join the family. 100% of your donation will be matched right now.